You're listening to Navid Musa of The Mindset Movement. Good day, good people. My name is Navid Musa. I'm your host today and always for The Mindset Movement, the podcast. We are still in Vegas. I shouldn't say it that way because actually it's a good time here. We are in Vegas. We're having it. I'm just joking. Having a great time here. We're recording these podcasts, learning about private money, stuff like that. If you haven't watched the other episodes, please check them out. We are here at the annual Private Money Learning Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we are actually at a podcast studio created by RS Media. If you get to Vegas by the Caesars Palace and stuff like that, maybe like 15 minutes away from there, just Google RS Media. RS, like Ricky Smith Media.
Room service.
Yeah, room service media. I think that's the actual thing. Room service. Tells you my memory's gone. So Room Service Media. Check them out. They're an amazing, amazing host over here. And this is awesome. So having said that, we've been talking about private money all so far these past couple of days here, and we're going to keep talking about that. And one of the things we wanted to discuss was managing the expectations of private money lending. Before I go into that, just want to introduce the team members here. Got Jose Rivera, we call him JR. Got Anna Guzman, and we have Adam Frederick over here from 1111 Property Management Group. So manage expectations. Here's what we mean by that. There's a lot of times people come in, and because they watch TV and they see these episodes of reality shows, and they want to get into real estate investing. And they hear 100% financing, 100% financing. You know, I want to borrow 100% of the money to purchase it. I want to borrow 100% of the money for renovations. I want to borrow 100% of the money for closing costs. I want you, Anna, to give me the 100% money for everything. I don't want to come to the table with nothing, not even a pen. I just want to sign this piece of paper, and you pay for everything, Anna. And I've never done this deal before. It's a first time real estate, and I want you to fund everything for me. And by the way, I only want you to charge me 6%, no points.
Why? We can't make no deal.
Not even with this smile? Not even with this nice hair? Nothing?
Sorry.
No? Can't do it? No,
not
right?
Happening.
Right? And the reason we're bringing this up is we've had a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, we've had people who get pissed off when they can't get 100% finance of everything. And they turn around and go, well, I was on TikTok and this guy said I can get 100% financing. Okay. I'm not saying 100% financing is not out there. I'm not saying that at all. But if you're a newbie into this world, you've never done a deal, how in the hell can you expect somebody to give you 100% of everything? You have no skin in the game at that point. You don't have any skin. So if money gets lost because you didn't assess something, because you're a rookie, right?
I don't even think that having an amazing credit of more than 800.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
A lot of money on the bank account, a great paying job will make you 100%.
No.
As a newbie.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely right. You can maybe get 100% of the purchase price, but they're going to fund maybe a portion of the renovation or nothing at all. Or they'll say, we'll give you 75% of the renovation and 75% of the purchase price. You have to come with a 25% of each part of the deal, right? But to expect somebody to loan you 100% of the full deal, and I mean 100%, right? That's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous on so many different levels. And I think Adam gave the analogy before. He said, it's like you become a nurse for the first time. Guess who's working the night shift?
Yep.
The new nurse.
The new nurse.
Guess who's working Christmas? The new nurse, right? Stuff like that. Rookies, you sit the bench for the most part, stuff like that, right? Not everyone's going to be LeBron James. Not everyone's going to be Michael Jordan. Not everyone's going to be Mahomes. Not everyone's going to be, you know, you're not going to, you can do your due diligence. In the previous episode, we talked about finding the deal. How do you want to, or asking for, you know, the funding and all that kind of good stuff there. You can do all of that. That doesn't mean you get 100% of the funding. You'll get approved for it, but you won't get 100%. Then, and the reason we're bringing this up is that people will get the 100% or won't get it rather. They'll say, well, I don't want to do the deal. If I have to come up with any money in my pocket, that's ridiculous. I don't want to do the deal at all. So just so we're clear.
And that's not the right mindset.
Exactly. Just so we're clear. You potentially can make $40,000 on this deal. You have to put 20 grand out of your pocket to make the 40 grand. But because you don't want to, and they don't, you don't, you're not happy with the terms that this lender has given you, you don't want to do the deal at all. You'd rather just walk away from it. I think about that. You're saying no to $40,000 essentially because you're not getting what you want. That kind of sounds like a spoiled little baby, like a brat. Right? I'm not getting what I want, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to behave in this manner, behave in a very ignorant, immature manner. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, man. I can't put it any other way. If you have no skin in the game, you have nothing to lose. If you have nothing to lose, you can easily say, that's okay, I'll do that. That's okay, I'll do this. That's okay, we don't need this done and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. And in the previous episode, we also spoke about how Adam said, when you have a contractor comes in, they give you these bids, and they give you this cheap ass bid with then there's change orders in there. That's more time, right? You could vet the contractor and they could be the good contractor and everything. You've done all your due diligence, but there's still no skin in the game. None. Now, when I talked about earlier, when I initiated this, I said something about points. A point is a percentage, right? So if you're going to borrow 100 grand, hypothetically speaking, you're borrowing $100,000. The terms are 10%, 2 points. That means when the loan matures, you're going to pay them 10% of the 100 grand, which is 10 grand. And then, but at closing, you have to pay them 2 points. That's 2% of $100,000. So it's $2,000, right? So a point is a percent. So if you ever hear us say, you know, this many points, that many points, think of a point as a percent, because that's exactly what it is.
They're just saying it prettier.
Yeah. Yeah. It's much prettier, right? But it's just, and I'm sure, if you have any stories, please share them. I'm going to share one right now. I had I have an online course. It's how to become an agent or the basics. And in there, in the course, there's a mindset portion of it that I touch on about when you're asking for private money, you're not asking for it. You're basically presenting an opportunity for this person to invest, investor fund. So I did have a student, took the course, and the very first deal, they did a flip, made money off it. They did a wholesale deal, rather, they make money off it. Now they're looking to do a flip. And they called me up and I gave them my personal private money lender that I use. And I said, you know what? I see what you're doing out there. You're doing really good things. Let me put you in contact with my personal private money lender and I'll put a good word in for you. You're one of my students. You took my course. I want to back you up. I want to support you the best I can. I make the introduction. The phone call is had between the lender and the borrower, aka the student. And then when they do that, is he all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are the Phillies losing or winning?
Phone's dead.
That's
sorry.
A problem.
We're trying to catch some Major League Baseball action at the same time while we're doing these shows here. They made the phone call between the borrower and the lender. The lender called me and said, listen, very nice person to talk to. They're going to be doing some things, but I'm not going to be doing any business with them, which I was really, really shocked because I was like, wow, what happened? And they said they didn't want to pay my terms. So what do you mean? Said my terms were 12% and 2 points because this is their first deal. Mm-hmm. And they were going to fund 100% of the purchase price and 100% of the renovation. But because it was 12% and the 2 points, they said no.
But right? Yes. Someone like me could understand that. What I'm understanding is this person wouldn't have to come out of any money.
Would they have to come out of the 2 points? So basically.
But that would be at the end though, right?
No. So when you pay points, the points are upfront at the closing. So okay. I don't remember what the numbers were. But let's just say, hypothetically speaking, it was 200 grand. That they needed to borrow $200,000 in total between renovation and purchase. $4,000. That's correct. That's $4,000.
To borrow $200,000.
$4,000 to borrow $200,000 and $4,000 to make. Let's just say on the low side, $25,000.
Yeah.
It's more than that, but okay, $25,000. But because they didn't want to pay those points and they thought 12% was too high because they've heard other people offer them 10%. And when... Again, I wasn't there. I don't know what the discussion was. When my students want to do something like that, I'm not their handholder in that regards. I'll make the intro. put your big, you know,
but you need
put
to your do big your boy pants
on, put your big girl panties on, and then do what you got
to
go do.
You need to do exactly due diligence.
And if you had somebody offer you 100% of everything, which I was surprised.
That's too much.
I was surprised they wanted to do that. I'm not going to lie. But the fact that she turned it down, I was like, what? Why would you turn that down? You know, but, and I didn't intervene. I didn't intercept and say, oh, well, let me call it. No, no. It, like, if you want to do it, that's fine. You know, there's a reason why I'm a big believer in God. So there's
things
a reason.
Happen a
things
reason.
Happen for a reason. So that happened for a reason. What that reason was, I don't know. But it did. I just don't get it. Like, I just don't understand that. If you're offered an opportunity to get into the game of real estate at a very, very minimal money out of your pocket, why would you not do that? Like, why would you not take it? So having said that, that was my story. Have you, I don't know if you guys have you heard, you haven't heard any stories of people?
Yeah, I mean, similar, but like the overall point is like, why would that person loan you all that money
and not without benefit
and not expect to get to make money on it? Like,
yeah,
they're kind of taking a pretty big risk. And then on the other hand, if you're bringing a deal that you want to do, you're expecting to make money on that deal, right? So if the points are 2 points or 1 point and the interest is 8 or 10 or 11, you almost really shouldn't care that much about that. Mm-hmm. Because you should have a deal that's going to make money.
Sorry.
That's a fine.
Look at that.
That's a fine.
Look at that right there, man. She is listening to social media while we're trying to do podcasting. This is this is what I have to deal with on a daily basis. This kind of incompetence. This is ridiculous.
So you thought you were going to do a deal and make 50 grand.
Yeah.
If you pay 10% interest or 11% interest, who cares?
Who cares? You know, and I was telling you guys, was it Ray Kroc?
Yes.
Ray Kroc. Right. So he borrowed the money to buy McDonald's and it was 100% interest.
Yeah.
When he bought McDonald's, and I'm sure people are like, well, that's McDonald's. McDonald's wasn't McDonald's back then.
It wasn't that.
When
yeah.
He bought it. He was betting on it. He bet on himself, saying, yep, there's a recipe here that these guys have. I can take it to the next level and I want to get into it. And guess what? He had to pay the price.
Yep.
And his price was 100% interest.
Yep.
Double his, he had to pay it all back.
There's a movie about it, right?
I don't know. I was watching some special
on the History Channel or something.
I think it's called The Founder.
And people should see it before getting into real estate because there sometimes they're like, oh, I can't pay that. Are you serious?
And the reason this episode we're talking about the expectations of when you borrow money, it comes at a price, obviously, mm-hmm, right? But what is that price that you're willing to pay? And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're looking for a hookup or a discount or something like that, don't do the damn deal because you don't want no one telling you how much money you can make off of your money. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're basically saying. You're basically saying, well, no, don't charge me 12%. Charge me 8%. Who the hell are you to tell me what I can make off of my own money? You're nobody.
These are my terms.
Yeah, these are my terms. Take it or leave it. And you need them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you can think, well, I can get better, then why? If you could get better, why didn't you go to that person? Mm-hmm. You know why? Because that person gave you an example. If that person really wanted to loan money to you at that 10%, 8%, 7%, whatever ridiculous number you think you had as a new person into this game, into this business of real estate, they just gave you the example. If they really wanted you, they would say, hey, listen, here's what I'm going to do for you. Mm-hmm. They didn't, right? They just said, oh, well, I can do this. I get this. I do that. Here's what I give. They didn't say, I'll give you this. They mm-hmm. give you an example. So you need to keep that in mind. When someone gives you an example, it's just that, an example. That's not your rate. That's not the rate you're going to get. If they really wanted to give you that rate, they would have said, here, I'm going to hook you up.
And it doesn't have to be fair.
That doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not that has, and you're right, it doesn't have to be fair. They're telling you what they want to make off the deal for what make, they value their time. Just because you don't value your time doesn't mean they don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Right? And even though, if they're not doing the deal with you, believe me, somebody else is going to come.
You think you're the only person?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Somebody else is going to come and pay the points and pay everything that they need to just to make a deal.
My first deal. I don't know how many years it was. It was 16% interest. My very first deal. 16% interest and 4 points. Very first deal. I didn't even blink. Where do I sign?
Yeah.
Where do I sign? And they financed 100%. I remember I was given an option. either A, I can come to the table with mm-hmm. some money and get 12%, 2 points, mm-hmm. or no money and do the 4.16%. I was like, 4.16%, I'll do it, no problem. Because I knew what that was going to get me down the road.
Yeah, but people also don't think about it like, okay, you're paying 2 points up front, but you are doing your job. At the end of the product, you refine that.
Yeah.
And you're getting your money back.
Yeah, hopefully, like, yeah, absolutely right. Yeah.
If you're doing a good deal, you are getting your money back.
They get stuck.
Yes.
They get stuck looking at what they're making.
Yes.
As opposed to what the lenders make, as opposed to what they're going to make.
Yes.
So your lender's going to make 10 grand off you, 15 grand off you. You're going to make 40 grand. Everybody. But because you don't want them to make the 15, you're not going to make your 40. Yeah. Like that blows my mind.
Everybody is entitled to make money on this business. Yeah. It's the same thing.
There's enough to go around.
Yes. It's the same thing about people with realtors and stuff like that. Everybody needs to make money.
Yeah.
If your private money lender is not making money or your real estate agent is not making money, you're not going to be their first choice.
No, and if you want, you know, and so we can go into that, right?
Yeah.
We can, like I tell my agents, you guys are not discount brokerage. Mm-hmm. We're not, you know, 5%.
Yep.
If you want to do something, that's your friend, family, that's on you. But if someone's going to try to negotiate something, no, saying, listen, I know what we are worth. Mm-hmm. We're at that 6%, whatever interest rate or whatever commission rate you want to charge, that's fine. But don't let people dictate what they're going to make. But that's a different subject.
Yeah. That's not
but
your client.
But that point, your point is valid. Absolutely. When you're asking for the opportunity to get into something that could be extremely lucrative, it comes with a price.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can dictate what your price wants to be, but for you to just turn around and have zero skin in the game, no experience of flipping a house, being a landlord, nothing at all, and you want to turn around and have everything just given to you? No. Like, that's stupid.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Stupid is crazy as dumb. I don't get it. So I don't want to beat a dead horse with it, but the reason why we're so passionate about it is because there's a lot of good people out there that actually could make a lot better living for themselves mm-hmm. if they just took a step back and really, really thought about what they're saying no to.
Yes.
They think they're saying no to this person, this lending situation. What they're saying no to is their future. What they're saying no to is the legacy they could be building. What they're saying no to is the hot phrase right now is generational wealth. Everyone's using that
the
phrase.
The opportunity,
right?
For lack of a better term.
Yeah, that they're saying no to so many more bigger picture items in their own life mm-hmm. that they're shortchanging themselves with that when they just say this no. Yeah. It's the dumbest thing. Yeah, you know. And we have a client. You know, previous episode we talked about. We had a client who purchased a home. And it came valued at 156. We thought 130. That client has been on the fence for literally half a decade. Has been thinking about real estate for more than 5 years, right? And finally got the push to do stuff like that. And the reason was he couldn't get past why are people making so much money off of him. Instead mm-hmm. of looking at the money that he was going to be making.
Oh, that was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, oh, him. Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's why, because he was that just sucks. He's made, she's made. Who cares?
Yeah.
He didn't want to buy that property because he looked up and saw what they paid for it and they were going to sell it to him for. He was like, I'm like, why are you worried about her pocket? Don't put how would you feel if someone told you what you could make? That pissed me off. Well, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's true. There was, man, if I can remember, I think you sent it to me. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you something. That was a very gratifying, that's how you say it? A very, very gratifying finish line order.
And
the house was like,
yeah.
We took it very personally. And it was very gratifying when we received the call saying, oh my God.
Yes. That text message was like, so, yeah.
No, he called me.
Oh,
he called us. It was like, oh my God.
Power than me. I got a text. I got a call.
Yeah, but you didn't respond. So.
Okay. True. I didn't. But it's just, I just don't understand that.
Another example is like, and this is kind of a bigger amount of money usually, but like, there's people that are sourcing deals, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they do for a living. They make hundreds of calls a day.
Yep.
Yeah.
While you're on your lunch break looking at Zillow. They're making hundreds of calls a day.
Yep.
Sometimes cold emails, cold calls, knocking on doors. They're doing the work.
Texting.
They find a deal. They're going to sell it to you. They're going to take it to the point that it's still a good deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They could make 40, 100, 50, 80 grand on it.
Yeah.
You're still getting a good deal. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So there was
it doesn't matter what they're making.
There was this, if I can think, it was a speech that a gentleman gave at a graduation, at a college graduation. And the study, he cited some study, and he said it was an Ivy League school. And he said they polled 100 students. And they said, would you rather take a job making $250 a year, okay, while your peers, while your other graduates in your class made $275? Or would you rather take a job making $200? And I'm making these numbers up. I can't remember his numbers, but the idea is the same.
Yeah.
Would you rather take a job making $215 a year and your coworkers or your other peer graduates rather make $275 a year? Okay. Or would you take a job making, let's say, $150 a year and your graduates? Shit, I'm fucking it up.
Your peers make $100.
I can't. I'm trying to think of what it is. Oh, yeah. Would you rather? Yes. Would you rather take a job where you make $150 and your peers make $100? So
we'll when edit, did you make more than
yeah, so make. We're going to edit that out. And then I'm gonna start that one over again. So, would you rather take a job where you're making $250 a year and your peers make $275, or you take a job making $200 a year and your peers make $150? They would rather take a job making $200 a year because they didn't think about it. So they're gonna take $50. Yes,
it's exactly. The scenario.
Are you
yes,
serious?
That face. Yes, that yeah, face says
because,
it all.
Are you serious?
It's because it's the scenario. That's the scenario.
Because to them, they're saying,
I'm better.
I'm going to make, well, not that.
They feel they're being slighted.
They're saying, well, wait a minute. So they rather make
that
less.
That makes them feel like they're winning.
So that they rather make more than their peers, but make less for themselves, yeah, as opposed to make more for themselves, but then less than their peers.
Crazy. Crazy.
Right? Because you're worried about you're worried about everybody else's pocket. Why are you worried about other people's? It's your own pocket. Mm-hmm. If I put my hand in either one of your pockets, you're going to slap the shit out of me right about now, right? Same concept.
I'll be like, it's empty.
It's a mindset thing, though.
I'll be like,
know?
It's empty.
Some people that are like that, they shouldn't be in business, and most of them aren't.
It's just about the mindset. You know? No.
And a lot of them fail. If they are, they fail.
You know, they shouldn't
long.
Be in business, and most of them aren't. And and that's fine, because that's just, you know, not everybody could be a doctor, not everybody could be an engineer, not everybody's made to be an entrepreneur either.
Yeah. That's
you know,
that's about.
I mean, it's sexy. It's cool. Everybody thinks they could do it. Everybody watches HGTV or whatever, and it's like, well, I want in on this too.
Yeah,
but it's here. You know.
Yeah, no, it's like the HGTV. We would beat y'all up.
You know, I'm just saying
this whole week.
Not at all.
It was me. I beat them up. I beat them up too.
I love it too. But you know,
I'm gonna tell you something.
You know, it's.
I'm gonna tell you something. It's not like it looks on TV.
Yeah. Oh, it's not.
It's not.
Oh, you know it.
Exactly.
It's not.
You don't
exactly.
know it. We
running
all know it.
Running projects, getting material. Oh, correct. My God.
You know, it's made it a fad. It's made it sexy.
I would
just
love
like
to have those budgets.
Just like the Food Network makes us all think we're chefs, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and some of us can.
Yourself,
well, hey, some of us can. Some of us can't. You know, that's just my point.
No, so.
Some of us are door dashing.
Isn't a cardinal rule if you're going to be looking for deals to grow your portfolio? You should never be negotiating commissions with your broker or whoever's bringing you deals.
You want Adam to get in front of his mic?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. All right. Sorry. I want to make sure. You can say it again. It's okay. We add all this stuff.
It's as a general concept.
Yeah.
If you're expecting people to bring you deals.
Yes.
You should never be fighting with them about how much they're making.
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
That's true.
Because they need to. Because if I. And, okay. So for those who are listening, Adam's basically saying, "Hey, listen. There's a rule in business, unspoken rule. If you want me to keep bringing you stuff, you got to keep paying me to keep bringing you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Whether you like it or not, that's not a problem, right? But if I'm going to bring you this deal, if I'm bringing Anna and JR and Adam these deals and I'm getting paid 10 grand a pop and they're making 40 grand, I don't care because my number's 10. I'm going to make my 10 grand off each closer deal or Novation or whatever. And I'm going to make it, and I'm making my 10 grand every single time. And they're not negotiating with me. They're taking it. I'm going to keep bringing them stuff. But the minute I'm bringing you a deal, and you're going to say, man, you don't got to make 10 grand, man. Just make 8 or 9 grand. Guess what? I may still do the deal with you at this. Hey, you know what? All right, go ahead. I'm not coming back to you. last one. You're no longer on my A list. That's the last one. You're no longer on my A list. That $1,000 that you wanted to save.
Yeah.
We went from the A list, not even the freaking B list. You went to the D list. You went to the D list, the D's nuts list. That's exactly where you went to. All right, that's what you went to for that $1,000. That's what it cost you for that right there.
No feed.
And stuff like that.
Don't say the tricks.
Yeah. 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 Right? So I just don't, you know.
So if you are wondering why you're not.
Yeah, how come I can't find a deal? Why can't I find a deal?
If we're calling you to tell you, look, this deal makes sense for you. These are the numbers, blah, blah, blah. We give you 24, 72 hours, obviously. Yeah. If you're not responding back and you're going to call me next week because you're running numbers and all these things, believe me, I have a list of people that I just have to say, hey, this is a good deal. I was just offering to you because it makes sense to you. And it makes sense to you because you have other properties in the same area. It makes sense to you because it's on your budget. It makes sense to you because we haven't done a deal in a long time. There's a lot of things. If you keep saying no, 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 I'm not going to keep coming to you.
Yeah,
If you're negotiating my price when I'm bringing you a deal, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, the wholesaler or whoever brings you the deal, if they're not that their numbers, the number they're offering you is just, it's a line item.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, if I can negotiate it, if you can knock some couple bucks off, I can get a better deal. No. No, that's not my job. Is to get you a better deal. My job is to find something. And guess what? I don't just work for you. I work for myself first and foremost. And I'm going to turn around and find. And I have a boatload of buyers there ready to go. Having said all of that, because this is a newbie episode in the sense of where we're focused on talking about the newbies out there, you can easily retaliate by saying, "Well, that's not fair, right? I have to run my numbers. I'm new to this. You've been doing this for 10 years, Anna, 20 years, Jerry. You guys do it a long time. That's fine, Dandy. That's the importance of having a team." Of having a realtor, a reliable realtor who can run numbers and comps for you, having a contractor on your team and stuff like that. And I think a lot of times when we're new into this business, setting that foundational stuff up, the educational piece, the research piece, we don't want to do that. We are an on-demand society, right? That we want everything done right away. So we don't want to take the time to set up our structures that I know if Jared finds me and saying, yeah, Navi, 123 Main Street, I can get you for 50 grand, but I need to know by tomorrow. I know I can pick up the phone or text you or Adam and say, hey, Jared got me a deal. Lockbox code is this much. He said he needs 50 for it. Go and check it out for me. But that, you have to build that up.
Yeah.
You have to build that up. And it's not impossible.
No.
It's not impossible. It does take time. So take the time. Mm-hmm. Take the time to set that up. And that, if you take anything from this podcast, if you take anything from this episode, educate yourself up on creating systems. And if you don't know how, drop us a comment. Drop us a comment. How do I do this stuff? That's fine. We'll answer it. No problem. You know, shoot us a DM at the Navid Musa, you know, on Instagram, on TikTok. We'll answer it for you. But take the time of setting up a system. What's the system? Good contractor, good realtor. And if you're doing rentals, good property management. You know, how do you find those? Ask us. We'll help you out. All right, so we're going to wrap this one up here before we keep going on because, you know, we have a good time when we start talking. We can talk for hours and hours.
Yeah.
But that's going to wrap up this episode. As always, again, shout out to RS Media for this, Room Service Media. If you're in Vegas, just Google RS Media, Room Service Media. Check these guys out. It's an amazing format that I have. I absolutely love this place. I can't say it enough. Each and every week, I end the podcast saying the same thing. Just take care of the client. If you take care of the client, everything else falls into place. And sometimes that is you. Sometimes you're the client. So take care of yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Selfish? No. Self-care? Yes. Be good to yourself. Be good to each other. Take care. Be safe. See you guys next episode.